We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, so once again here, you know, we've got this peeing battle between Mark Poloncarz. You know, if I only would have known, I could have been a grand barbecue sponsor for Mark Poloncarz for $2,500. If only I had known. I wasn't in the loop on this. I'm so sorry. But anyway, it's a lot of money for a chicken dinner. But anyway, do not say winner, winner, chicken dick. No, do not say that. All right. So anyway, I never understood the expression. I never wanted to. Actually, I kind of do. I guess I really am curious. But anyway, the governor and the county executive seem to be, well, it basically is a, this is my kingdom. No, this is my kingdom. My kingdom. No, my kingdom. Poloncarz wants 100% stadium capacity as long as there's 100% vaccination rate. Cuomo says, yeah, that's not Poloncarz's decision to make. So basically, we are where we were a month ago on that particular situation. Now, there's something else here that I haven't talked about yet on this show, but Cole Beasley. He plays for the Buffalo Bills. He's a wide receiver. He's the dude that would run downfield and have Rob Johnson. You got to love it. Have the good guy throw him the ball. Rob Johnson, what the hell? Anyway, Cole Beasley, you know, the guy who catches the ball. He tweeted criticism of the NFL and the NFLPA guidelines for vaccinated and non-vaccinated players that restricts many activities for those who have not taken the vaccine. Beasley is heading into his third season with the Bills. He's upset the NFLPA is encouraging players to take one of the available vaccines and punishing those who don't. Cole Beasley, quote, the Players Association is a joke. Call it something different. It's not for the players. Everyone gives me the 98% of people who are vaccinated don't get COVID again. The odds of me getting in the NFL and playing for 10 years are lower than that, and I'm here. Oh! Cole Beasley, I think I love you, even if you emulate my long hair. The tweets come at a time. When a federal vaccine advisory panel will hear data and evidence on the couple hundred cases of heart inflammation. The medical term for that is myocarditis. That means heart muscle inflammation that has happened in younger recipients, men under the age of 30, who've had the Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines. Cole Beasley, I am so thrilled that he's come out. Josh Allen, remember Josh Allen got in trouble? I mean, do we know that Josh is getting or not getting the vaccine? Because it seemed like he wasn't. Has he changed his mind? But was I asleep at the switch?
Well, he did the first pitch in the Blue Jays game the other night wearing a mask, so that makes me think he didn't do it.
Oh, okay. All right, how was the pitch?
One bounce, but it still looked good because it's Josh.
Oh, he could do a wiffle ball and it'd be fine. All right. So anyway, so there, you know, quite frankly, again, I'm not a doctor. You are aware of the comorbidities for COVID. And we're talking about men who are in the peak of physical conditioning. These are guys who do like 1,000 sit-ups before most of us are even awake having coffee. These are guys who will do 1,000 pull-ups today. I really don't think there's a great risk for these guys unless they've got some underlying arrhythmia situation or whatever going on. I don't even know why we're even talking about this as far as the players are concerned. And Cole Beasley, I salute you because it takes courage. You know, these days in 2021, it takes courage to stand up for individual freedom and individual rights. And it's a shame that it has come to this. And just use your common sense. Again, ladies and gentlemen, you do what you want to do. All right? But as a parent, if I had little kids, I wouldn't be giving them the vaccine, not at this point. And if I was in my mid-20s or 30s and I was in good shape, I wouldn't have bothered getting the vaccine. But given all of my givens, I got the vaccine. And I would get the vaccine again. That's just my personal choice. And if you choose not to get the vaccine, then fine. I talked to people last night who said they did not get the vaccine, and that's fine. Hey, are the Blue Angels going by? You hearing that? Hold on. We're hearing some very loud jet noises over our Amherst studio, so we're on the lookout for the Blue Angels. I don't know where they are right now. Of course, you're hearing this 7 seconds after it's said, so wherever they were, by the time you hear this, they're probably 50 miles away. All right, 803-0930. I want to hear from those of you who had a bad reaction to the vaccine. All right, that's first and foremost because when I go out, I'm like, I seem to be the guy that everybody walks up to and says, hey, let me tell you what happened to my daughter after she got the vaccine. I hear those stories. And this week, I heard a couple of stories about people breaking out in shingles after the vaccine. Shingles. And these are not people who typically you would think of as being high risk for shingles, all right? There's a reason they tell you you shouldn't get the shingles vaccine until you hit a certain age. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. And as you listen right now, is there anything that is going to change your mind on not getting the vaccine? Is there anything, I mean, what are you going to do? Again, if you're on a cruise ships don't just spend all their time at sea. They go to different countries. And just because Ron DeSantis in Florida has banned vaccine passports, it doesn't mean that if you go to Barbados, they're not going to have a customs official saying, I need to see your vaccination papers, please, because they've got their own countries that they want to protect, and you are a guest in those lands. So there, you might very well get, and I don't have any cruises currently booked, but I'm not sure what they're telling you about whether or not you should be vaccinated, you know, either by cruise line or based on the destination, based on your ports of call, as it were. All right, 803-0930. So if you did have a reaction, what kind of a reaction did you have? I'm getting a reaction with just the idea that there might be Blue Angels somewhere kind of close to the radio station right now. Where are they? You can text, by the way. If the Blue Angels are over you, I need to know where. And are there? And here's the other thing. I'm presuming that these are Blue Angels. There's going to be a whole bunch of other aircraft in the sky for this water show for this air show on the waterfront this weekend. So maybe it's the Blue Angels. Maybe it's something else. Because I'm trapped in this little room here. We have a window, but doesn't really reveal much. 803-0930. *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to, here's Laura in North Tonawanda. Laura, you are on WBEN. Welcome.
Welcome. Hello, Tom. How you doing?
Oh, it's a wonderful day. It's Friday.
Yeah, I know that. No, I just wanted to call in and say, you know, I got COVID January 2nd. I'm in the high-risk group. I'm 6 years old, and I only had the symptoms of loss of taste and smell, mild respiratory. I'm not getting the vaccine. I feel like we're being forced into something that is actually against the HIPAA law and against our constitutional rights.
Well, I mean, again, we can talk about the Jacobson, Massachusetts case from like 1905, you know, when we still had Jim Crow laws and segregation and stuff like that. I would choose a different tact. In your position, Laura, I would say I'm not going to get the vaccine simply because I already had COVID and I have natural immunity because my body fought it off. I have the antibodies. Have you been tested for the antibodies?
No, but if we were to get the teeters and we can prove that we have the antibodies, why won't they accept that?
I think they should. I really believe they should. I think people, I would like to hear people like Poloncarz and Cuomo and the other luminaries of who, you know, walk on water. I would like to hear them say common sense things such as, oh, people like Laura who had COVID, who fought it off, who can show that they have the antibodies to COVID-19, there's no reason they need to be vaccinated. Well, I mean, just use your common sense. You have natural immunity. Your body did just fine. Why would you put something artificial in your body?
Well, it's almost like they're making us feel like lepers, like we're going to be the outsiders. We can't go to Canada. I want to go to Canada for the day. Fine. I just don't get it.
By the way, speaking of Canada, you know what bothers me about Brian Higgins' choice of language?
Yeah.
How come Brian Higgins can say it, but if I say the same word on the radio, we get fined and I get fired? Brian Higgins is a congressman. I mean, Biden dropped an F-bomb before Obamacare was announced. Hey, this is a big effing deal. If I said that, I'd be gone.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I'm glad. I have no issue with Brian Higgins' choice of words. My only issue is, why can't I use the same word?
Exactly. And why are they better than us?
Well, that's kind of a personal thing, really.
Yeah.
So, Laura, you're not getting the vaccine, but do you foresee any circumstance, whether it's a Bills game, a Sabres game? Who's your favorite performer, Laura?
Oh, God, Pink Floyd, but we'll never see them again.
Okay, Pink Floyd. Okay, a woman who likes Pink Floyd. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a statistical anomaly on the air right now. It's a proven fact that out of every million women, only one will appreciate Pink Floyd. Okay, so let's just say that Nick Mason, Roger Waters, and Dave Gilmour get themselves a new keyboard player, and they're going to do a gig at Darien Lake or the stadium, okay? Are you going to get vaccinated to see that magical moment?
No. I don't care. I don't care. If they gave me $5 million. I wouldn't do it.
Seriously, that's dedication.
Yes,
that is dedication. Well, the good news is David Gilmour and Roger Waters hate each other. They will never play on the same stage again.
True.
And there is a great video online from 2005 of Pink Floyd doing 23 minutes of some of their biggest hits.
Oh yeah, I saw them up at the CNE many, many years ago.
Oh, I've suddenly developed a dislike and a jealousy and an envious hatred of you.
Yep.
All right, Laura, I'm glad you called. Thanks very much. You know, that's really, really interesting. I mean, when you think about it, that's dedication. Her favorite performers of all time, Pink Floyd. Now, their keyboard player died, but everybody else in the band is still alive. Well, except Syd Barrett, who really wasn't a part of the band very long. The early days, yes, but not later on. In fact, he wandered into the recording studio one day and they didn't even recognize him because he'd gained like 200 pounds and had no hair. But anyway, I find that interesting that not even if Pink Floyd reunited with a different keyboard player, because the old one is no longer with us, that she would not get the vaccine to see Pink Floyd. I find that fascinating. But I mean, you know, in a way, we've got kind of a jaundiced view of this whole world of COVID because we live in New York State. I find it absolutely preposterous that your kid has to wear a mask in school on a day like this or days that are warmer. Because I haven't been outside because I've obviously been working, if you want to call it that. But it was a little bit sticky when I came into work today. I mean, it wasn't like a dry heat. It was kind of a clammy, sticky kind of heat. I can't imagine being a kid in an un-air-conditioned school having to wear a mask for 6, 7, 8 hours. But they give mask breaks. There's no reason for these kids to be wearing masks. This whole idea is just so idiotic. I can't stand the idiocracy that is New York State. I really believe we're being governed by people who, there's a totally different agenda that's going on here. It has nothing to do with scientific, logical, statistical reality. And again, nobody can challenge me on this because the facts are on my side. There is no COVID emergency with the younger demographic. No COVID emergency in the younger demographic. Let's see. Pink Floyd live in Pompeii. Somebody has texted. Now, I hope you're not referring to... You got to be careful with some of the YouTube videos because they're headlined wrong. It'll say Pink Floyd, and you might get everybody but Roger Waters. And see, when they pull that, it's not Pink Floyd to me. And Dave Gilmour alone does not constitute Pink Floyd at Pompeii. To me, it's Dave Gilmour live at Pompeii. I mean, not to be a snob about this stuff, but the last time the four originals, minus Syd Barrett, who was alive at the time but a vegetable, the last time they played was in 2005. And there's a great video online, which they're trying to ruin with ads in the middle of it now. But you can check it out. And they do. They start off with Breathe. They do Money. They end with Comfortably Numb. And then they do Wish You Were Here in between that. So I think they did four, maybe five songs. I might be missing one. But if you are a Pink Floyd fan, you already know this. But again, Pink Floyd, it is a fact of science that, get the latest calculation, 99.9992% of women hate Pink Floyd. It seems to be a dude thing. I'm just saying, my experience. I guess it's not scientific. It's anecdotal. All right, every woman is turning on the turning off right now. Oh, but let it go. I mean, it's Pride Month. I don't care if I have guys the rest of the day. It doesn't matter to me. You know, in 300 years, they're going to listen to this like we listen to Mozart today. And say, wow. They were really good. And they were so young. All right, hold on. We got to hear Gilmour's voice. And all of you people who saw Pink Floyd live, I am so insanely jealous. I'm happy for you, but my happiness for you is also tempered by burning jealousy. Not going to lie, okay? Anyway, hi. And every time I watch that 2005 video of the last time all four were back on stage together, the same thought goes through my mind. What was I doing on that day in 2005 that was more important than being in London to see that show? What was I doing? I don't remember. Mustn't have been very important now, but I'm sure it was nothing. Then again, I'm the guy, true story. I literally flew into London the morning of Live Aid, the first Live Aid. Freddie Mercury, you know, stealing the show. I was in London that day, and I didn't go to the show. I could have. I didn't. What was I thinking? I think I went to the Imperial War Museum. Yeah, my sense of music and timing suck, clearly. Anyway, welcome to the show. And somewhere in the audience listening, I'm sure there's somebody who was at both shows. Oh, dude, I was at Live Aid in London, and then I took my private jet back to the show in the United States like Phil Collins, and, you know, then I went over in 2005. I was front row for Pink Floyd. Probably the guy who is constantly emailing me about all the people from the music industry he gets to hang out with and make videos of. Right, Jack? You were probably at both shows. Bastard. All right. It is, sorry, get a little excited. It is coming up on 440. Our summer stimulus word is brand.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And yeah, you know, doing this for a living, it basically is performance art. I mean, what you don't see is I'm actually in the nude right now. And like any other performance art, I feel like I'm a half a step shy today, and I apologize for that. And I think what it is that I did not get a good night's sleep last night. This is where I'll redeem myself. I'm sacrificing my sleep for my elderly cat, so she can snuggle with me all night long. The poor thing is deaf; she can't hear anything. So just her snuggling next to me all night long is great. Problem is, last night was one of those nights where every hour, meow, feed me, meow, feed me. It's like, oh man. So I had to get up and feed her. So if I sound half a step off, you're right. I don't deny it. I agree. I'm sorry. I don't drink coffee during the show. I don't drink that much coffee. I have a triple espresso every morning, and that's about it. But anyway, thanks for hanging in there with me at News Radio 930 WBEN. So I want to switch into some different stuff, if that's okay with you. It's a Mallet in Friday on WBEN. Okay, question number one. Father's Day is coming up on Sunday. Somehow, Father's Day always ends up costing me money. I've never quite been able to figure out that. I'm not real big on Hallmark holidays, to be brutally honest with you. I go with the flow because I feel like I have to. Because I'm a father, and I feel as though if I don't do it, I'll be an outcast. Like many of you might feel like an outcast because you're not vaccinated. So Sunday is Father's Day, and I have a question for you. What is the single best bit of advice your father or anyone else who might have been a surrogate father, the best bit of advice your dad or anybody on this planet ever gave you about anything at all? Now, I will tell you, my dad, he went to Bryant Stratton after Korea, okay? He was always a great typist, but, you know, he would sing the Bryant Stratton fight song frequently. He was a really, really smart guy. My father had a gift of being able to see into the future. And I'm not saying he was, you know, Gene Dixon or anything, but what I'm saying is he saw big trends before most people saw big trends. Everything that you see happening in the country right now, my father was talking about in the 1960s. I kid you not. He was talking about it in the 1960s. I was born in 63, so we're talking like 67, 68, and his voice still resonates. He said the next war in this country is going to be between the haves and the have-nots. It's kind of what we have going on, in a way. And he said some other things that, you know, I'll wait and see, but I'm pretty sure he's going to be right on the money on that. So as far as advice, best bit of advice Dad ever gave me was always get it in writing. Always get it in writing. And, you know, it's really funny because every single time I negotiate a contract, I always get it in writing. I have learned, and it's not that I don't trust people, but I've learned that I take solace in being able to look at a document that has been reviewed by the attorneys, that where everything is in writing. Okay, I need it in writing. Buying a car, same thing. I wouldn't buy one this year, but buying a car, get it in writing. Because when I buy a car, I'm a pain in the ass. I will be the first to admit it. But I make it real clear. And you who are in the auto sales business will, I hope, appreciate this. Look, I know the game and you know the game. Here's my number. If you meet this number and these conditions, I will buy today. I'll buy within 5 minutes from you, and you can move on and make another commission from somebody else. I found that that generally works pretty well. Look, because that's what they want to know. Are you going to buy today? Is there a chance I can make a sale today? So every chance where I bought a car, I have said, I'll buy the damn thing today. But here are the numbers. You got to make this work. And it's worked. And I've got it in writing, obviously. Not like you buy a car in a handshake deal. But anyway, the best advice you got from your dad or maybe somebody else, because not everybody had a chance to know their dad, you know? It's just a fact of life. Some people took off, split. Some people had premature death. So the best bit of advice from your dad or anybody else, 803-0930, star 930, at 1-800-616-WBEN. I'm not even halfway done yet, though. No. I put up a post on Facebook about Crown Royal Peach. Now, Crown Royal also comes in rye, apple, and I guess what we'd call regular Crown Royal. You are only allowed one alcoholic beverage to drink for the rest of your life. What is it? Is it Tanqueray? Is it Bailey's? Is it Basil Hayden? Is it Jack Daniel's Frank Sinatra blend? You are only allowed one alcoholic beverage that you can have for the rest of your life. You choose what? Dom Perignon? Cristal? What is it? I'm curious, because this thing about Crown Peach is a hoot. Because I hang out with a bunch of veteran alcoholics, and none of them have found Crown Peach in Western New York. Yet on Facebook, I'm getting people saying, oh, no, it's available here. It's available here. You got to ask for it, but I can't find it. I mean, now I know where to look, but you guys, I appreciate the alcoholics of the Bowerly audience very much. Thank you so much for your continuing to contribute to society and this show. So that's question number two. You are allowed one alcoholic beverage that you can drink for the rest of your life to the exclusion of anything else. What is it? Might be something like beer. Might say Corona, if you're a communist. Or you might say Budweiser, if you're a loyal American. Possibly something else. 803-0930. Star 930 on the cell phone and 1-800-616-WBEN. Oh, but I've got one more question. I'm only 66% through. I have one more question because I am swamped today with questions. And here it is. Real simple. Are you going to the air show? Where are you going to watch the air show? It's sold out. Like the Ground Zero tickets for Saturday and Sunday are all sold out. Now, here's the problem. Sunday is Father's Day. I'm pre-committed for Father's Day. So Saturday, tomorrow, would be the only day. And I do not want to get involved in what I think is going to be a monumental cluster of immense proportions downtown with traffic. I don't want to be anywhere near that tomorrow or any other day of my life. Ideally, I'd like to watch it from a boat. It's a small problem. I don't have a boat. There's another small problem, which is actually a big problem. Mrs. Nerd gets violently motion sick. And I know that if we anchor and we're sitting still and that boat is rocking back and forth and to and fro, I know she's going to puke. And it's not going to be fun for her. I mean, I would have to give her so many meds as to make the whole thing an exercise in futility. Because there's going to be just enough of a chop where I know how she is with that stuff. And it's not going to be pretty. It will not be pretty. So not only do I not have a boat, the people I know who have boats, they're going to have to be moored where you're supposed to be moored. Outside that where all the orange things are, and she gets motion sick. I mean, what can I say? She gets motion sick when I drive my car. If you can imagine that. So shut up, Pasquale. Yes, that car. All right, 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. I say we have some fun for the rest of the show. Are you guys with me? Ooh, apparently you are. Thanks for the calls. The best advice from your dad or anybody else you ever received about anything at any time. Best advice. Number two, you're only allowed one brand of alcoholic beverage to drink for the rest of your life. What is it? And this all started from a stupid Facebook post about Crown Peach, which I thought had to be muled up from the southern states, but apparently some of you know exactly where to get it. This is where I appreciate the alcohol-ridden part of the audience. And the air show, where are you going to watch it? I want to be anywhere but in the middle of traffic in downtown Buffalo because it's going to be a cluster. 803-0930, let's go to Aaron in Toronto. You are on. Hello.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. How you doing?
It's a beautiful day. Are you guys still alive in Toronto? Are people, hauling out their dead every morning?
No, we're keeping our distance, keeping our masks on and our heads low, so we're staying alive up here.
All right.
I wanted to answer your first question, but since I've heard the other two, I can give you quick answers to those as well. But the best advice I was ever given, ironically, was given to me by my father, who suffers from substance abuse, and he came to visit me while I was in detox for my own issues 12 years ago almost. And he was intoxicated at the time, but what he said to me was, just stick to the winners, kid. And it was small advice, but it went a long way for a guy like him who wasn't able to be a mentor in my life, but was saying to me, just find the ones that'll help you. And I definitely have found them through life, whether it's bosses or colleagues at work, friends in life, and just finding winners, sticking to the winners.
That is excellent fatherly advice, and especially considering the source, especially poignant. My advice to people who have substance abuse problems is pretty simple. Stop! I mean, I'm sorry, but that's ultimately what it comes down to. All the therapy, all of the talks, all the lectures in the world. One word, stop.
You're not wrong, Tom.
No, I know. Believe me, I know. Or what was next?
Okay, I was just my answer to the next two. Actually, there's a peach Snapple drink that if I had to drink one drink for the rest of my life, it would have to be peach Snapple. So I guess it goes in line with the Facebook post you saw.
Well, it's not alcohol, but I guess we'll accept it, especially under the circumstances.
No, it is. It's 5.5% vodka. So it's a peach Snapple drink they make, 5.5% vodka. Sorry.
I haven't had Snapple in so long, I didn't know that. Because my brain was becoming overwhelmed with Snapple facts. I had to cut back.
Well, unfortunately, these cans don't come with the nice facts on the lids like the old Snapples do.
I'll be damned. I did not know that. I guess there is some hope. And as far as the air show, that's kind of a moot point for you, isn't it?
No, it isn't. Here's the thing. Back in 2009, I actually had a chance to see your Blue Angels, and they were amazing. I'm hoping – I live right here by the water – and I can see Niagara from here, so I'm thinking with some of the loops, maybe they'll make it into eyesight. Maybe we'll see it from here. What do you think?
On a clear day, I think they're going to look like specks to you, unless you got binoculars or, you know, a really strong telescope. But a telescope is not going to be good because they move too fast. If it's clear enough, you'll probably see plumes of smoke and little specks. I'm not sure how visually sound you are, but I wish you the best, man. I love going up to Lake Ontario and looking out and being able to see the Toronto skyline. That's like the coolest thing ever. I'm glad you called, Aaron. Thank you very much. Stick with the winners, kid. Love it. All right, we're going to continue this into the next hour. Three questions, no heavy lifting. And I'm just saying, my cat's on borrowed time, all right? I know this. So there might be a few of these days coming up where I sleep like an hour and then another hour and then another hour. But I'll try my best. I will definitely try my best. But, I love my animals. What can I say? My animals have a tendency to outlive their usefulness.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.